This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today reviewed the performance of public sector banks at a meeting in New Delhi. It was attended by Secretary Department of Financial Services Dr. Vivek Joshi, Managing Directors and Chief Executive Officers of public sector banks and other senior officials. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman reviewed deposit growth, the credit-to-deposit ratio and asset quality, which are vital indicators of the bank's health. The Finance Minister also evaluated the performance of public sector banks under government initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Surya Ghar and PM Vishwakarma scheme. This is Ms. Sitharaman's first review meeting of banks after assuming charge as Finance Minister in the Modi government's third term. Later in the day, the Finance Minister will also review the performance of regional rural banks. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, today held talks with his Nepalese counterpart, Arzu Rana Deoba, in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed multifaceted bilateral cooperation, including in the areas of energy, trade, connectivity and infrastructure development. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed happiness that Nepal will be exporting close to 1,000 megawatt of electricity to India. The External Affairs Minister said India's neighborhood-first policy and unique people-to-people and cultural connect propels the relationship forward. Nepalese Foreign Minister Arzu Rana Deoba arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said this visit aligns with the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between the two neighboring countries. The ministry said that Nepal is a priority partner of India in its neighborhood-first policy. Prime Minister of Malaysia Dato' Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. This will be the first visit of Anwar Ibrahim as the Prime Minister of Malaysia. The External Affairs Ministry said the Prime Minister of Malaysia will hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. During his visit, he will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. India and Malaysia have strong historical and socio-cultural linkages. The Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that the state governments have a responsibility in protecting the doctors who are serving the society selflessly, referring to the Kolkata incident in an interaction with the media at Akashvani Chennai today. The minister said that the state governments are bound to act in a responsible manner when it comes to the security of doctors, as per the guidelines given by the union government. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, is interrogating the former principal of R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital, Sandeep Ghosh. Today is the fourth day of his interrogation. On the other hand, leader of the opposition, Suvendu Adhikari, has said that he will provide legal assistance to those who have received notices from the state police and the cybercrime department regarding social media posts related to the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Adhikari alleged that residents of West Bengal and other parts of the country are receiving notices under Section 168 of the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested four accused, including a manager of Northern Coalfields Limited, Singrauli in Madhya Pradesh, in a corruption case. It has also recovered around 4 crore rupees in cash during the searches from the accused manager's residence. The agency said that the amount was allegedly amassed from several contractors and officials in lieu of favours for their operations in NCL Singrauli. Sri Lanka's Election Commission has released the full list of candidates contesting the 2024 presidential election. A total of 39 candidates are in the fray for the presidential election scheduled for next month in the island nation. The list includes the names of all candidates, their assigned symbols, and the order in which they will appear on the ballot. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated across the country today. On this occasion, sisters tie colourful Rakhi on the wrist of the brothers, while the brothers pledge to protect and support their sisters and present them gifts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.